with WMUK News, I'm Sevilla Mann. Mattawan voters will decide the fates of a pair of school bond proposals on November 4th. One would cover the cost of two new elementary school buildings. The other would pay for math and science wings at the middle and high schools. The district saw similar proposals fail twice in 2011, but supporters say they're hopeful this time will be different. Lisa Benscoter is with the Vote Yes for Mattawan Schools campaign. She says the district's current elementary buildings are leaky, old, and well over capacity.
We run into areas where there's no storage space, or there's no meeting space, or there's no place for small group work or anything like that.
Proposal 1 would provide more than $60 million to build two new elementary schools. The district would borrow the money, then repay it through a millage. Less money is at stake for Proposal 2, but Benscoter says it's also important to relieve crowding in the middle and high school's science classrooms.
When they're doing labs, they're kind of tight together, and it's just that lab or sitting in a desk. There's not a whole lot of room for them to get together in groups.
Supporter Tika Llewellyn says those schools also need the buses and better internet service Proposal 2 would pay for.
You know, it's not just, kids being on their cell phone. This is about research and doing homework.
Llewellyn and Benscoter acknowledge that voters have rejected similar proposals twice before, but they say they'll try again if this round fails, because the district needs the extra space and resources to meet students' needs. For WMUK, I'm Sevilla Mann.